So now at this time, we'll begin with the public hearings. First case, please.
The first application on tonight's agenda is 11719 Mattern Church LLC. Seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Swan Drive within the Swan Keys development. The 911 address is 37873 Swan Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 530. Specifically, they're requesting a 4-foot variance on both sides. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Todd Servanak, 110 St. Clair Drive, Oakhurst, Delaware, 19707.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Ready. Right. More books? Yeah. More books. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney from here in Georgetown. Appeared in front of you several times. Tonight, I'm representing Mattern Church, LLC, the applicant for the variance application that was just read into the record by Ms. Cornwell. With me tonight on behalf of Mattern Church, LLC, as you just heard when he was sworn in, is Todd Servanak, which is one of the members and owners of that limited liability company. Tonight's application is of a very familiar nature to the board, as it involves a lot in Swan Keys, and the board has seen over the years and continues to see many applications in this community. Specifically, tonight's variance application is for a variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirements found in the GR zoning district, which is section 115-42, specifically subsection B of the county code. A moment ago, I handed exhibit notebooks, which look like they've reached all of the members, all the way over to Ms. Norwood. Tab 1 is simply a copy of the application itself for members of the board's ability to reference throughout tonight's hearing. The property that is the subject of tonight's application, which was just put up on the screen by Ms. Cornwell and is highlighted in yellow, is a lot in the Swan Keys community. As you know, this community was originally intended for small single-wide trailers, many of which are now beyond repair. The community is evolving into a single-family home community as owners in the community attempt to replace their trailers and upgrade their homes and make improvements. They find that they cannot do so without obtaining a variance or multiple variances. If you look at tab 2 in your exhibit notebook, you'll see a series of tax maps. The first one is the same tax map that you see up on the screen, but without the aerial imagery showing all the improvements. The second tax map is the one you see on your screen with the improvements, and again, the property is still highlighted in yellow. And the third exhibit in the notebook is from the county's website showing the planning and zoning requests that have been submitted within the Swan Keys community. What you see on there is a slice of time, which is the last 5 years, beginning in 2010 and forward. And if you were to count all of the little variance symbols that appear on there, my count was 55, but in any event, it's greater than 50 variance applications have been filed in Swan Keys over the past 5 years. Very quickly, the difficulty in Swan Keys is the fact that the lots are both undersized and lack and are not wide enough as required by the zoning code. More specifically, the height area and bulk requirements found in section 115-42 for the GR zoning district simply are not met. If you were to create a new GR zoning district subdivision today, your lots would have a minimum area of 10,000 square feet, and the minimum width of the lot would be 75 feet. Reducing the area to determine what the building envelope would be for a lot that met those requirements, the lot would be, if it was exactly 75 feet wide, would be about 132 feet deep. If the dimensions of a lot were 75 by 132, and you applied the same setbacks as applied to tonight's lot, which is 10 foot on the side, on both sides, 10 foot in the rear and 30 foot in the front, the building envelope is then 55 by 92. The square footage within that area is a little over 5,000 square feet, or 5,060 feet. Tonight's application is for Lot 44, the one that you see highlighted on the screen. If you turn to tab 3 in the exhibit notebook, you'll see a more current aerial image, and it's actually the vacant lot right about the middle of the page, right above the words Swan Drive. If you turn to the fourth tab in the exhibit notebook, you'll actually see a survey of Lot 44A, which also has on it the location of the proposed home. When you look at the survey, you'll see that the lot is only 40 feet wide and 100 feet deep. This means that the total area within the lot is 4,000 square feet, which of course is 6,000 square feet smaller than the standard lot, which the setbacks are meant to apply to in a GR zoning district. In fact, that 4,000 square feet is, as I mentioned a moment ago, 1,000 square feet less than the area that would be in the building envelope if this was a standard lot in a GR subdivision. In short, instead of a building envelope of 5,060 feet, the building envelope on this lot is just 1,200 square feet. As shown on the survey, the proposed home is 28 feet wide by 30 feet long. The home is a two-story house with three bedrooms and two bathrooms. The home contains just under 1,700 square feet between both floors. With these dimensions, the home will sit 6 feet from either of the or both of the side lot lines instead of the required 10 feet. This means that tonight's request is for a 4-foot variance from the side yard setback requirements for each side of the house. The house plan was chosen for several reasons. First, it is a similar size and scale to the neighboring homes and the surrounding properties, as there are often 3-bedrooms, 2-bathroom homes or larger that are being placed in the Swan Keys community. Second, this home design allows for porches and decks without the need for the owner to come back in front of the board again and seek a variance, because the home consumed the entire front-to-back building envelope. As you can see in looking at the plan, the porches and decks have already been accounted for in that, and the size and shape of the home accommodates those. Third, the home will allow for the placement of a shed. Many of the applications that you see in Swan Keys are for the placement of a shed, because the building envelope of these small lots gets consumed by the home itself, and this application and this home design would allow for the placement of a shed without the need for further variance. In addition, this placement allows for the placement of HVAC instruments and elements behind the house, so they will not encroach further into the side yard setbacks. And it also allows for parking off the front of the street, as there is ample room at the front of the lot with this design home for parking without the need for, again, subsequent or additional variance requests as part of this application. The last reason that the applicant chose this is because this requested variance is actually less than the variances that have been granted on either side of this lot. There are homes currently on both sides of this lot which sit 5 feet from the adjacent property line. And of course, this is a variance request for 4 feet, so this home will be 1 foot further away from those side property lines than what was approved previously for those lots. The decisions and the minutes from those hearings are included in your exhibit notebook at tab 5 and 6. As the board knows, and we've heard discussed in the old business section, there are 5 factors for granting a variance. The first is the uniqueness of the property. And as was stated throughout, the uniqueness of this property is that it is a pre-existing non-conforming lot in the GR zoning district, requiring a variance due to its size, with a lot area of only 4,000 square feet instead of the typical 10,000 square feet, and with a lot width of only 40 feet instead of the minimum of 75 feet. A variance is necessary in order to, which is the second factor, enable the reasonable use of the property. This is a single-family home of a little less than 1,700 square feet, which is a reasonable use compared to the other homes that are in Swan Keys and in the GR residential zoning district. The third factor is whether or not the variance was created by, the need for it was created by the applicant. The area and width of the lots in Swan Keys were certainly not created by the applicant. They were, in fact, created before the zoning code with its current requirements. The fourth factor is that the applicant will not, or the application will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As was mentioned, the requested variance is consistent with homes being placed in Swan Keys as it moves from trailers to single-family homes, and as shown in exhibit or tab three, with the number, or tab two rather, with the number of variance requests that have been raised in Swan Keys just over the last 5 years. The fifth factor is that it is the minimum variance that will afford relief. And a moment ago, I ran through the factors of why it is the minimum variance that will afford relief. For all of these reasons, the applicant asked that the board grant a 4-foot variance on either side. I'm going to ask Mr. Cervenac if he would step forward at this time. You've heard the information I presented to the board tonight. Was everything that I stated accurate and correct?
Yes.
That concludes our presentation. If any of the board members have questions for myself or Mr. Cervenac, we'd be happy to answer them.
All right, thank you. We'll start out with you, Mr. Hudson. Do you have any questions at this time?
Is there anything present on the property right now?
See, no, there's not.
No, there's not. And what was there previously?
If you look at the aerial imagery, you'll see that there appears to have been a single wide home there, but that was before Mr. Cervenac owned it. So all we know is what's shown on the imagery.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay.
Mr. Baker?
Let's see if I got this straight here. You're looking at, it's going to be two stories, is that correct?
That's correct.
So the first floor would be 840 approximately. Okay, about 1,680 for the house.
That's correct.
Square feet, and then you're going to add on the deck. Is the deck going to be a second floor or first floor?
In the back, it'll be on the second floor. In the front, it'll be first floor.
Okay, so that would give you 280 for your rear deck and 108. So in other words, you're looking at 2,000 square feet, right, for the whole.
Including decks, yeah.
Including the decks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying to the board here that there's no other way you can shift this house around or anything you can do to improve this for it because it's not built yet.
Correct. Okay. Right.
There's no way you can keep it into the end.
In order to accommodate the porch, the deck, and the AC unit with the parking space, and we really have to kind of squeeze this way, which reduces a small house into an even smaller house, which means we have to widen it out just a bit over what the easement is supposed to be in order to get enough living space in there. It's, like I said, it's a small house to begin with, so any further reduction to keep it within the confines of the easement would really make the house almost unusably small.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
Yeah, tab two. The yellow block that goes around, is that in between the two houses, or is that just where it happened to be at?
It's unfortunately, I think when the county lays the tax map image over the aerial imagery, it doesn't line up correctly.
Okay, so it's not in the other part of the...
No.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. Looked like that, it looked... Part of his lot was in the other half of that trailer.
Right.
Okay.
No, I think it's just an
no other questions.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Mills.
I have one other question.
Sure.
Are there any, in the width of the house, is there any ADA considerations as far as not elevators, any?
There's not an elevator planned in the house, and it is two stories.
You mentioned there's going to be a shed. I didn't see that on the survey. Where are you intending to put the shed?
Likely it will be just under the deck. I think we have enough room to put it just under the deck or just behind the deck, I should say, in the space between where the deck ends and where that easement comes off of the bulkhead back there. With houses of this size, there really isn't a lot of storage room inside, so we would need the shed to enable us to store some of the things that we need to be outside. So at this time, we're,
it would be in the direction of this. This would be the, I guess, the, what direction am I looking at?
This is east over here.
This is east here, the southeast corner, just inside the 10-foot setback from the bulkhead.
So you'll make that fit inside the setback?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that it looks like part of the property goes into the lagoon in the rear. Is that correct? It looks like there's the bulkhead kind of is on you, and then there's some part of the lagoon in the rear.
Yeah, I can't explain that from the survey. I think our property line ends typically in Sussex County, the property line ends where the bulkhead begins. So as far as I know, that's the case here. I'm not sure why the line from the surveyor kind of made it look like our property extended over into the canal, because as far as I know, that's not the case.
Sometimes it does.
And my question, how did it end up like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's because the recorded plot for Swan Key shows 40 by 100 lots, and whether part of them are subaqueous or dry land, it's part of the lot.
Is there any flooding in the rear?
No.
Okay. Have you talked to your neighbors about this?
About the plan?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And just to clarity, Mr. Hutt, you said on either side. I presume you mean both sides. You want the variance on both sides?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I got.
Okay. Hearing no further any more?
I was going to say, that's not unusual for part of your property to be in the lagoon down in that area. So,
correct.
You know, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,719. The uniqueness of the property certainly shows there, and the applicant is not showing that portion of the property is into the lagoon, but I'll go by the survey. That's why it makes it unique. And also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And I don't believe the applicant's practical difficulty has been created by him. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,719. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Upton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,719 is approved.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Okay, next case, please.